This is Matt Gurney, and this is The Exchange on CJAD 800 News Talk Radio in the city of Montreal. I'm joined tonight by my old friend and fellow National Post columnist, Barbara Kay. Barbara, you're still with me.
I am.
We've got a special guest coming up as well, because Barbara, I know this is an issue you and I have talked about, and it's an issue that I know you've written about quite passionately. I want to get a different perspective in right now. We call it the third wheel. It's the person we bring in, because they've got the host, the pundit, and now we're bringing in the outside expert, so to speak. Janice Cohen, you're a registered dietitian in the city of Montreal, and your website is nutritionist911.com. You know, I want to bring this right to you, Janice. First of all, thank you very much for joining the program. Barbara and I, very happy to have you. The issue are the so-called fat letters, and these are letters that are sent out by schools in 19 U.S. states saying to parents that their kids, young children, basically grade school age, maybe up into high school, are considered to be unhealthy based on their body mass index. It's basically the how tall are you, how much do you weigh, is this a healthy number? Janice, have you heard about anything like this outside of the United States? I mean, is this something we're contemplating here in Canada?
I haven't heard as such, but there is a validity to taking these measurements, and and I'd be very happy to discuss some of this with you.
Well, I mean, I think probably then what you were saying, I mean, if you think this is valid, I mean, would this be something you would support having come to Canada?
Absolutely, yes.
What have you seen over the last few years? You are a registered dietitian. Have you seen this becoming more and more a problem? We know it's a problem in our society. What have you seen specifically with children? I mean, what are the trends?
Okay, so I have a lot of patients coming to see me with their children who are typically now between the age of 6 and 9. Wondering why their physician has sent them in for weight loss issues. So the perspective that the physicians have, the primary care practitioners, versus that of the parents are a little bit skewed. So the parents are assuming that the kids are just a little bit chubby and the kids will grow out of it, or that they're just big boned. But in fact, there are clinical reasons why children are being sent to me and being asked to lose a little bit of weight.
And is it usually a little bit of weight? Or, I mean, by the time a doctor is getting involved and saying that parents should go to someone like you, I'm speaking with Janice Cohen. She's a registered dietitian at website nutritionist911.com. By the time you're having these children sent to you, Janice, I mean, is it really a little bit of weight, or is it more getting to the point where it's getting not necessarily a crisis, but getting to the point where a doctor honestly feels that medical intervention is necessary?
Well, usually prevention is the way to go with weight loss in children. So doctors, the primary care practitioners might be assuming that the kids would be at risk for health issues related to being overweight, and it's better to deal with it in the first stages rather than deal with the pending problems that may occur later.
And then when you actually talk about prevention, I mean, here we hear all throughout life of adults who are professional, strong-willed, successful, intelligent, and they can't lose the weight. And or maybe they do, and then it comes back. Is this something that actually you can maybe have a better outcome if someone like you, Janice Cohen, registered dietitian, I mean, if you get them young enough, is this something where you can teach these life habits? Because, look, I'm going out on a limb here, and maybe I'm totally wrong, and if I'm wrong, tell me so. But when you see these kids coming in, are they often coming from families where maybe they're learning these lessons from the parents?
No, very often it just has to do with the parents requiring some resources and just some indicators as to where improvements can be made. So, for example, issues arrive with logistics, with busy schedules. A lot of these kids are doing a lot of physical activity, and the parents don't know exactly what to feed them to compensate for this, for the amount of physical activity, what sort of snacks in terms of protein and carbohydrate ratio to provide the kids in their lunch boxes, what makes a balanced lunch. So just by providing some parents with a few tips and very practical suggestions, their kids very often make a quick turnaround with their weight issues.
Janice,
so usually it's just
issues?
One or two tweaks and some information that you know that's shared, and the patients, the parents, if they make these changes, which are often subtle, the kids you see a turnaround with them.
But Janice, I'm wondering, what about the issues? I mean, you talk about, I mean, good basic educational tweaks where, I mean, a more balanced understanding of nutrition, which I don't think anyone really knows as much as they should. It's often a mystery for most of us what we're actually putting into our bodies. But is it really, I mean, talking about the pragmatic side of it, I mean, the medical advice, the technical advice, the details about nutrition, what about dealing with the issue of the emotion? And what about dealing with the self-esteem issue? I mean, obviously, this isn't what you're specifically trained to do, but it's going to be a big part of your job. I mean, how do you deal with it when you're dealing with, you know, you had said a child between 6 and 9. I mean, how do you deal with it maybe when someone's a little bit older and they're getting up towards puberty and they're becoming naturally more self-conscious?
Right. So we want to be sure that they have a clear idea of what a healthy, to have a healthy body image. We have to reassure the kids that they are perfectly well at the, like they're accepted and they're loved as they are. We have to tell them, but when we make changes, with the kids, it should be as a family so that they don't feel isolated in their experience. So maybe the family can be more active, or the family makes it a mission to eat a little bit better, and so there's an involvement around the support system of the kids, of the children, and so they're not isolated in this endeavor. So that really adds to the strength of their emotional support system when they feel that they're involved in a sort of a communitary process rather than an isolated endeavor.
Yeah, just being targeted. Janice, we've only got about a minute and a half left, but I do want to ask you this. Talking about this issue in the United States, about schools reaching out to the families, yes, and saying, hey, you have a problem. Isn't this something, you're talking very much about how you deal with it with a doctor and a family and the individual themselves. Is there anything proactive that schools could be doing other than trying to have more? I mean, my wife is a teacher, and I know every day she's instructed to get the kids up and get them moving. And her kids in her class are exactly the age you're talking about. They're about 8 years old, and it's basically palsy saying get up and move. But what about just building these good habits? I mean, what can schools do that will hopefully be helpful without being hurtful?
So they can provide workshops, they can take advantage of Nutrition Month to teach about nutrition, they could encourage kids to bring in healthy snacks, they can show them what a healthy lunchbox looks like, maybe have food of the day, food of the week, encourage the kids to bring in fruits and vegetables, just to have the teachers and the administration make a point of integrating these workshops and information sessions, and just encourage the kids to participate in a healthier way.
No, just another kind of education. Janice Cohen, your registered dietitian in Montreal, and your website is nutritious911.com. Thank you very much for coming on tonight and being the third wheel on the exchange.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure, and I look forward to speaking again.
I look forward to that as well. That was Janice Cohen, a registered dietitian.